Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I get a lot of heat because I say things that are true that other people like to gloss over or pretend isn't real. For example, I've long said that your parents have a favorite child.
Okay.
And that upsets people because they want to believe that parents are all exactly equal and they love both kids exactly the same. And especially if you think you might not be the favorite child, you want to pretend like that there's no way your parents could love your brother or sister more than you.
Okay.
But the truth is they've done scientific studies on this. And it turns out that at least 10% of parents admit they have a favorite child, and that's just the ones that admit it. It's probably much higher, probably close to about, they say when it's 10% that admit something, it's about 100% that do it.
Why do you want to bring that up? It just seems like that just needs to be unspoken.
I think every truth needs to be spoken, Heidi.
And when it comes to favorite kids, it depends on the day, too, probably.
Yeah.
How are they acting today?
That is true.
Well, they say if you've always thought your parents like your brother or sister more than they like you, there's a good chance that you're right. With 10% of parents admitting they have a favorite child and probably the number of actual parents who have a favorite child being much higher, then you need to consider the fact that you're not the favorite. And I have some statistics here on who they are.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. They say that of the parents who have two kids, they have a favorite child, and it's usually the youngest.
Really?
Yes.
I was thinking it might be the firstborn.
Me too. I thought that I was the firstborn.
Yeah.
My brother's the youngest, and so that gives me bad odds now.
Well, it flat out says you're not it.
It doesn't
we already knew that.
It says statistically there's a better chance. I did a lot of work buying my parents' affection whenever
You tried.
When I got my first job, I bought them a big screen TV.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother didn't do that. I had the first grandkids.
Yeah.
My brother didn't do that.
Right, yeah.
But then he beat me out because he lives closer to them.
Yeah.
And he finally had a grandkid for them. And so now they're always with his daughter, and they're always babysitting her, and so he's the favorite now.
Maybe they even help pay for his house so that they'd be closer to them.
No, that was, he lived in that area.
Okay.
But that's forced, Tom, just to let you know, because of the situation. If you
right.
were down there, you would be the favorite.
I would, man. If I was in Florida with them, I would be buying my way back up.
Sure.
Hawk, he wants the truth. He said he wants the truth.
It's true. I'd be buying my way back.
Yeah. I'm being honest, Heidi.
Thank you, Hawk.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, now, of parents who have three or more kids.
That's me.
43% say it's the youngest.
Hmm.
34% say it's one of the middle kids. Only 19% chose the oldest.
Well,
so the oldest is getting a raw deal on this.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to evaluate this, and I saw it. I'm like, I was thinking about my kids, and I really feel like it's equal. Like, because you can't gauge love, and I don't know if that's part of it, but I'm like, love continues on. Like, you don't run out of love. You give and give and give and give.
That all sounds great for a Hallmark card, but here's the thing. We're not talking about love.
Okay.
We're talking about favorite, and that's different.
Okay.
Favorite might include which one you just enjoy being around more. One of them may be negative all the time. One of them may be high maintenance, and one of them may just be a breeze. And you're like, even though you love them equally, you have a favorite. There's one that's just more easy to be around.
See, I don't buy that even with you. I don't think you have a favorite. I don't think in your kids, it depends on the situations and the times.
He's got a favorite.
Got
I see it in his eyes.
I know
you're right, Hawk. I don't have a favorite.
Okay.
If I did, I wouldn't tell.
Does your wife have a favorite?
Honestly, if you're going to be honest about this, my wife spends a lot more time with my daughter and I spend a lot more time with my son.
Because
I love them absolutely the same.
It's because you have the same interests.
Exactly. You have more in common with one or the other, and so you probably spend a little bit more time with that one. Now, in some ways, I love my daughter more because she's my daddy's little girl. In some ways, I love my son more because he's my boy. But the amount is equal. But is there a favorite? That's something that someone might argue.
Okay, Heidi, do you have a favorite? I mean, you got your daughter Lauren.
No.
Oh, she's got a favorite. I can tell.
She got a favorite.
Sorry, Lauren.
When you have one, it's easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Cato, you had sisters, and we've talked about you before.
I've never been the favorite.
You're not the favorite. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem because, you know, when it comes time to, you know,
do
to take care of the
parents. Someone else can do it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not the favorite. Don't call me.
Well, that's the thing is it doesn't even mean that that'll work out that way. My in-laws, they blow this whole thing out. Their son, the oldest, is by far and away the favorite. My wife is second, and then her sister is like a distant third. And this is not a secret in their family. This is openly talked about. And the problem is we're going to end up taking care of them, not the favorite. So the golden child is off living in Orlando and will be the one stuck taking care of them when they get old.
Don't say stuck.
Sounds like you're bitter about it.
I am.
Yeah, okay.
I don't get anything out of this.
Well, kids, this is a good topic of conversation tonight at the dinner table.
Yeah, ask your parents which one's the favorite.
Family prayer, just open it up and say, okay, one of us is the favorite. Go ahead and tell us, Mom and Dad.
And you can say on Hawk and Tom, they said it was usually the youngest.
Yeah,
is that true?
Sure.
Because truth needs to be told.
Starting fights here. You shouldn't do it.
Maybe you should wait till after you eat. Put the knives down first.
That's true.
And then
have
the conversation.
Yeah. I think if you do it before you eat, at least you'll be hungry and you'll be like, well, let's fight about this after.
But I think parents fight so hard to try to keep it equal.
Well, sure we do. I mean, you don't want your kids to sit there and have one of them hate you.
Oh, they will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.